Our activity started in the Horn of Africa before spreading out to several East African countries.
A giant screen on back of a 15-ton truck projects images of a disaster mitigation operation. The narrator explains how the so-called nomadic dream machine can use a first-world technology to communicate information essential for people in developing countries. For example, she explains that films on AIDS prevention or early warning systems can be shown to audiences of 6,000 people in deserts, mountains, or flooded village terrain. This is just one of dozens of items on exhibit at the Aid and Trade Fair.
The point of having Aid and Trade and this event is to bring together all the separate actors within humanitarian aid and relief and also moving towards development.
The fair's head of operations, Sula Bruce, says the event tries to bring aid agencies and companies together for their mutual benefit.
Obviously, there's a lot of non-profit organizations working here, but the equipment they use has to come from somewhere. And I think it's very important that people are working together, and also that the agencies that are providing relief can talk to companies and tell them what they're looking for, so that the research and development can be made, so that more effective provisions and supplies are created.
My name is Dr. Sheyo Yeshola, anesthesiologist, and I am representing Global Medical Systems. We have developed a solar-powered compact operating room. It's called the Compact OR.
Dr. Oyesola says the Compact OR has all the equipment needed to allow surgical teams to perform a wide range of procedures. He says it works in areas where the electrical supplies are either unavailable or unreliable. Dr. Oyesola says it costs about $50,000, which is about half the price of similar equipment.
We like to think of it as being a device that is much more than useful for just disasters. Like we say, in remote hospital locations where it is difficult to reach, this will fit in the back of a Jeep, a Land Rover, a van, and will take healthcare to places where, not necessarily disaster areas, but places where they wouldn't ordinarily be able to get healthcare of this kind.
We're introducing a deployable rapid assembly shelter, which we sell in large quantities to the military around the world, into the humanitarian and disaster relief area.
Max Houghton is a director of UK-based Milsys Limited. The giant tent on display is army green, but Houghton says it can come in any color. It fits in a large sack and unfolds like a huge umbrella in just 4 minutes. He says the tent is widely used by the American, British, and other nations' militaries. He says in many nations, it is the military that carry out disaster relief operations.
And so they're starting to take these shelters with them to use. For example, we can take them straight up to Kashmir. They can be rolled off the back of a helicopter in their bags. The people on the ground can look at the picture on the bag. And 4 or 6 minutes later, four people can put up a shelter. The smallest one, we think, will sleep a family of 10. Sure, they're lying on the ground, but they are undercover. And the larger ones, we can put 50 people into them.
We haven't got anybody that has any capital that we know of.
Wandering through the exhibit, you pass the large Czech pavilion, which offers a variety of rescue equipment. One stand promotes advice on how to clean up environments that have been contaminated with depleted uranium and other toxic substances during bombing raids. Other exhibits offer health and medical aids, a new method for demining, water and sanitation equipment. All that and much, much more are on view. International Red Cross Federation communications official Sean Bowen says the Red Cross is always looking for new ideas and new ways aimed at finding solutions to problems.
One very practical idea that I've seen here, it's one of the most important things we need. It's to do with sanitation, and it's actually toilets. We've seen that companies coming up with lightweight toilets.
Bowen says no one wants to send 3 tons of sanitation equipment into the field.
So if we find companies that have come up with more innovative ideas and different materials that are lighter weight, that are quick to assemble, that are still cost effective, then that's the kind of thing we're interested in, because it makes our job easier and makes our delivery to help people more efficient.
The Aid and Trade Fair gets generally high marks for exhibiting a large range of quality goods, but some participants criticize the show for having too much trade and not enough aid. They say it would be useful to have a wider variety of humanitarian organizations and corporate companies at the fair to share experiences and discuss the challenges of humanitarian response. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.